Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who has promised to come, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is written, Luke chapter 1, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom and the righteousness of God, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Indeed, dear friends of Christ, are you prepared for the Lord? I heard it in a checkout line here recently. One person turned to the other and said, "Are you ready for Christmas?" You probably heard it a time or two. Are you ready for Christmas? Indeed, our culture is busily getting ready for Christmas. But how in the world do you get ready for Christmas? Well, according to our culture, you buy things. You go to the mall, you go to the store, and you buy things. You get on Amazon.com, and you buy things. Now I'm ready for Christmas. I bought things. Oh, and then there's maybe the trip to the coffee shop to drink down the latest holiday brew, the Christmas cinnamon latte frappe macchiato. Delicious. Then we're ready for Christmas. Oh, but wait a minute. There's a few other things that I need to do, I think. I need to go a couple of Christmas parties and maybe put up a few lights in a tree. And watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like I did as a child. And now I'm ready for Christmas, our culture says. Oh, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're still doing drugs on the weekend. You're still gossiping at the office, cheating your grandmother, and allowing the dog next door to bark all day long while your poor neighbor who has to work all night long is trying to get some sleep. And you say you're ready for Christmas because you went to a couple office parties. You see, that's why John the Baptist had to come. That's why God sent this amazing man, prophesied by the prophet Malachi, because Israel, God's very own people, were not ready for the season of the Savior. They weren't even close to being ready to receive the one who was to come in the name of the Lord, the one who was to free mankind from their sin. They weren't ready for him to arrive. Oh yes, yeah, they may have had their Christmas tree up, and problem was their star was a little bit rusty, and they had long put their manger scene away back into a shed somewhere next to the Nordic track that they don't use anymore. Israel was not ready to receive him who comes in the name of the Lord. And that's why God sent him. That's why God sent this fellow named John, prophesied by Malachi. God sent him to get the land ready. "Go get the people ready," God said to him. "Go get them ready for me." And John came, and friends, he looked atrocious. He wasn't wearing the garments that the priests were prescribed to wear in the temple. Book of Leviticus. He wasn't wearing those. He was wearing animal skins, camel's hair, leather belt around him. A bit unsightly, perhaps, a bit unkept. If I was wearing that this morning, or this evening rather, there'd probably be a little bit of reaction. Yes, he was the antithesis of the proud, sanitized, flashy, refined world. And he sounded a bit atrocious too, called the people snakes. "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?" He would thunder messages like that from the banks of the Jordan. So there you have him. A little bit unsightly, a little rough around the edges. Atrocious, perhaps, in his appearance, in the way he spoke. But God sent him. And the Bible describes his job. What was his job? What was his goal? What was he out to do? Well, our text this evening says that his His job was, his goal was to turn the nation, to turn the people, to do some turning. People were going the wrong directions. He needed to do some turning. Another text says that his job description was that of filling in the valleys and bringing down the mountains and making the plains level. What's that all about? Well, another text makes it very plain and clear. Repentance. Falling on your knees before God. Bringing to Him all the things you have done as you stare into the perfection of the law. And letting God forgive those things, absolve those things, take those things all away. Repentance. And he thundered a message of repentance. And it struck the hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. It struck the hearts of the people. And the land, there was a great renewal that was taking place by that power of the Holy Spirit. But they came from Jerusalem. They came from Judea. They came from all over the land down to the Jordan to hear this preacher. And there was repentance in the land, a great turning in the land. The valleys were filled, the mountains laid low, the plains made straight. And faith exploded everywhere. Faith exploded in that repentance as they came down then into the Jordan River in droves to be baptized by John the Baptist. Faith exploded in the land. What an amazing change, if you could picture it, was coming over this land. Faith was being born. Israel coming alive to God again. The Savior was coming. And that's what made you ready. That's what made you ready. Not cappuccinos or Facebook or iPads. Repentance, faith, baptism. They were ready now to receive the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And soon he would arrive, appear right there on the Jordan. He would come to be the ransom for the sins of all mankind. He would come to bear them all and to reconcile heaven and earth. He would come to himself, step into the Jordan River, to declare to the world, your sin bearer has arrived. Your sin bearer is here. And John poured the waters over him, declaring to the world, I am He, the Messiah. Indeed, dear friends, faith exploded throughout the land. But what's really interesting too, it wasn't just faith that exploded. It was the product of faith that exploded as well. And what would that be? Well, it's a little thing that the catechism calls sanctification. That also exploded. All of a sudden, there was love in the land. All of a sudden, there were people doing nice things for one another. John called them fruits. Produce fruits, he said, in keeping with your repentance. And the Holy Spirit, as he struck the hearts of all, brought forth not just faith, but the produce of faith, the fruits. And all at once, suddenly, new things were happening. One neighbor would give to another neighbor his tunic. Another gave a neighbor perhaps a camel ride to the marketplace. And another neighbor would visit a sick man, his next door neighbor, and perhaps even dare to bring him a meal, some food. And another neighbor returned the money that he cheated from his fellow man. There was a renewal of faith, an explosion of faith, but not just faith. There was an explosion of love, of good works, of sanctification. Something was happening among the people. Something was happening in the land. The Spirit of God, through this mighty preacher, brought preparation for the Savior. And so, yeah, baby boomers, I'm one. Gen X. Gen Y. Millennials. That's how you prepare the way of the Lord. That's how you prepare for the season of the Savior. That's how you get ready for Christmas. You put down your latte for just a moment. You slide away your iPad for just a second. You stop ordering things from Amazon.com for just a minute. And you fall to your knees. You fall to your knees and you turn to Him and you bring Him those things that are unholy, and He forgives and He absolves. And you return then to the Jordan, to your mighty baptism, and you remember that moment where in the name of the Trinity you were claimed by God and marked by God. And you turn and you love your neighbor. And you produce the fruits of that love. Ah, that's what makes you ready for Christmas. That's what makes you prepared for the arrival of the Savior. Indeed, something far different. And yes, after God has done His amazing work in you, in a quiet moment, reach over and grab your cappuccino. It's okay. And have a wonderful moment with a hot drink. Because you see, Jesus has set you free. In His name, amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds forever in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose way we prepare in His name. Amen.